The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
And much cooler on Saturday, high in the low 60s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
You got to listen to Jim Rome afternoons on KFH.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, Wichita, it's Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily coming up next exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. Good news, NBA tanking season is over. Bad news, the ref show continues. And somehow, some way, the refs missed LaMelo Ball grabbing at Bam Adebayo's ankle in the second quarter of Charlotte's overtime win over Miami last night. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra was understandably livid, calling it, quote, stupid, and saying that Ball should have been ejected. Ball, for his part, apologized after the game, adding he got hit in the head and, quote, didn't even know where I was, just playing basketball, end of quote. One, lame explanation. Two, you weren't just playing basketball, because that's not a basketball play. That's a dirty play. But three, as dirty as it was, the refs couldn't eject him because they didn't call a foul. And if they didn't call a foul, then they must not have seen it. But how in the world do you miss that? I guess what I'm saying is, yo, Commissioner Powder, if you thought the start of the postseason was the end of your problems, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm Jim Rome.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com. 1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
It's alive! It's alive!
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
It's showtime, baby! You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable! It's awesome, baby!
Hello, happy Thursday morning, everybody, here on Sports Daily. TJ Cleland and Jacob Albrock in with you. The transfer portal continues, and the Royals still can't score any runs, Jacob Albrock.
They cannot. They cannot. Nice job there, Max, with the shout-out to Dickie V in the intro. Good luck to him in his recovery. We're slamming our head against the wall here with Kansas City Royals. So we will discuss in detail and get you ready for that. Tim Fitzgerald is here. All that portal news. We'll get you ready for the NFL draft. It's all coming to you. What's on tap? Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, and makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole. No matter the score, Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. We've got your KFH hotline open at 869-1240. We've got your comments available to you on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app, where you can leave us voice messages. And by the way, speaking of the Odyssey app, you can download it and listen for your chance to win a trip to go away with Weezer. You can score a pair of tickets to see Weezer with the Shins and Silver Sun pickups on a tour stop of your choice, plus flights, a two-night hotel stay, a signed set list, and a meet and greet with the band. All you have to do to enter is get into that free Odyssey app or odyssey.com until Sunday and listen for an hour or more. Come back every day, and you get another chance to win a trip for two to see Weezer. Thanks to Live Nation and Crush Music. You can enter that once per day. It's a good reminder. We do podcast this show out, and you can get it right through the Odyssey app. So if you're, you know, looking for a way to find us, if you can't catch the whole show, if you miss anything, it's easy. You just go download the show or listen to us live through the Odyssey app. And now you can win prizes when you do that. So good luck there, everybody. Glad to have you here with us on a what day is it? Thursday? How are you this morning, TJ?
Great. Great. We're almost to Friday. I don't know.
Are you great? Because this baseball season's getting out of hand on us here a little bit. I mean, was it this bad last year? Was it this annoying?
I don't think it was
amplified because it's now another year of this.
It feels like it's amplified because our sample size is what, like 18 games.
And our sample size last year was 162 games.
I know. I agree. But at least there was some good ones mixed in. It feels like they've played 18 games so far, and this has happened in at least like 10 or 11 of them, right?
I mean, it feels like every game.
Yeah.
Feels like every game. I mean, I don't know.
Yesterday, it was
than just they're not scoring runs, because they're not scoring runs, and that's a problem, obviously. But it's the way in which they continue to fail miserably in prime scoring opportunities. There have only been, I think, TJ, three or four games so far this year where they've scored five runs or more. And it's like getting to a point where it's just like, is this a three-run-a-game offense? I mean, you've got a couple of outliers in there. Okay, that's not going to be good enough.
I know, but is it even that? They aren't even averaging three runs a game.
Well, they're averaging, but it's averages are hard because they have a 13-run game mixed in and an 8-run game mixed in. Like, what is the normal more than the average? Like, what's the normal output? I think when you talk about baseball, you have 3-run-a-game offense, you have 4-run-a-game offense, you have 5-run-a-game offense. This is probably right now at the minimum. And I'll bet you I haven't looked up at the team stats or anything because we're just 17 games in. They got to be near the bottom of the league.
Yeah. Right now, they're a 1-run-a-game offense.
It's that plus the fact that they cannot capitalize in any obvious scoring situations. It's not even that they're not coming up with, you know, power or whatever. It's we can't score runners from third with nobody out. We can't even be that productive here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bad. Jack Flaherty did not look good yesterday. He threw, by the fifth or sixth inning, he had thrown as many balls as he had thrown strikes. And the Royals could not do anything with it. It's blowing my mind. Like, we've been a part of, but last year was frustrating offense. This is like next level right now. This is insane.
I don't want to say never because baseball, everything's happened. The fact that they literally lost back-to-back games in the exact same way almost the day after. They in it or leading all the way to the bottom of the eighth. Then they take a go-ahead run. Then you can't get your runner in the top of the ninth. Kenley Jansen gets a save, and it's the exact same story.
The exact same story.
And it's the worst part about it is that you watch that game and like these relievers, like what they give up, like Mears gave up two on Tuesday and last night was Morgan gave up one. And it's like, I mean, can you even be that? Like, we're asking for perfection. Like, it's not even that fair to them.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you and remind you, like, I don't know that I think that this pitching staff is going to, and so far so good. And I think there's a decent chance that I'm wrong about that, right? They're 3.1 runs against, second worst in baseball right now. I think that when you look at it with that pitching staff, it's like, how sustainable is that, right? Like, are they going to be able to, I mean, they might be good all year. Are they going to be able to be this good all year? I mean,
that's the point that you made, is that, like, that's the average. And that's with skewed. They scored what, 10 against the Twins one day. Like the median is probably the right number to look at. That's below 3.
Oh yeah. In baseball, that's because you got to do that, right? It's like, what is on a normal day? What do we expect out of this offense? Let me give you the offensive output going backwards, starting yesterday. 1-1-5-2-2-0-2-1-4-5. Remember that stretch? And then you go 8. So since you know, Cleveland, it's 4-2-2-0-2-2-5-1-1. I mean, that's awful.
Uh-huh.
That is awful. And it's not, they're not running, it's not always good pitching they're running into. It's just they can't, like, they have got to get it out of their head. And I think if, you know, we talk about making tweaks to the lineup and doing stuff like that. Like, at this point, just go crazy. Like, do something wild just to try to, like, get everybody's mind out of it.
That's the thing I want to talk about today, is that, you know, we'll drive ourselves nuts if we just sit here and react to it like we do. But, like, at this point, it's no longer a, you know, I don't think it's been a fluke all year. We saw it all year last year, but, like, it's the sample size is big enough to where it's like, okay, this is a legitimate problem. Like, this is no longer a span of bad luck. There's a lot of bad luck, but at the end of the day, it's a problem if it keeps happening. What do you do about it? I there's a lot of discourse last night on social media about, is this a player issue or a coach's issue? Like, who if we're going to blame somebody, who do you blame? Everybody always blames the hitting coach. Like I said the other day, like, I'm not defending anybody here, but what's the hitting coach going to do? What's a new hitting coach going to do? Whenever there's a guy on second, tell him, hey, let's try to get a single here, guys. Like,
an approach change is, I mean, you got to do that in the offseason, I think.
But we, there's nothing, that's my point, is that nothing can really change. Like, they just need to do it.
All right, everybody, I want you to only swing at fastballs now. Yeah, like this, we're a little late for that. Change it up. Just flip the lineup upside down. Like, do something. I don't know. Bat Vinny nine hole until he can get two hits in a game. I don't care what they do, but, like, and just get their minds off of it. Goodness, stop pressing. These are better players than that. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll get you ready for the draft as well. We're a week away. Happy draft season, everybody. We're coming right back.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.